Figure 74 to Figure 80 are related to the flight plan in Figure 74 and the flight log in Figure 75. For a flight in a Cessna 310 from Helena, Montana to Billings, Montana. The aircraft information in Figure 74 indicates the Cessna 310 has transponder with mode C and DME, but no RNAV, so its equipment code is a slant alpha. The flight proceeds at 1,000 feet along the Stock 2 departure to Victor 365 Bozeman, then Victor 86 to the destination Logan Airport in Billings. The aircraft has a VSO of 72 knots, which puts it into approach category B, which is 91 to 120 knots. Figure 75 is a partially completed flight log for the flight, with the first and the last time en routes indicated at 15 minutes each. Also, Figure 75 indicates magnetic variation of 18 degrees east. Figure 76 shows VOR indications and excerpts from the airport facility directory for Helena, Montana. The VOR indications show four RMIs. Each of the RMIs have two VOR needles. They're all indicating they are tuned to VOR frequencies. The tail of both needles in VOR indication Charlie indicate that both VOR receivers are indicating the 237 degree radial and are within 4 degrees of each other. The Helena Regional Airport Facility Directory excerpt along the first line shows that the Helena Regional Airport, Hotel Lima November, is located on the Great Falls sectional chart. That information is indicated on the very right side of the first line, under the words Great Falls, the letters H1C, L9B, IAP appear. H1C means that the airport is located on the high 1 Charlie chart, the low 9 Bravo chart, and that the airport has an instrument approach procedure. The airport facility directory also shows that Helena Airport has a VOR receiver check. The entry shows the receiver checkpoint is located on the Helena Airport. Facility frequency for the Helena VORTAC is 117.7 Hotel Lima November. It's a ground type checkpoint with an azimuth of 237 degrees from the facility and a distance of 0.7 miles. The checkpoint is located on taxiway Echo, midway between taxiway Charlie and runway 27. Referring to Figure 76, the VOR indication, which would be an acceptable accuracy check of both VOR receivers when the aircraft is located on the VOR receiver checkpoint at the Helena Regional Airport, would be indication Charlie. Both needles are indicating 237 degrees plus or minus 4 degrees. Figure 77 shows the Stock 2 departure procedure for Helena Regional Airport. Stock intersection is located on the Helena VORTAC radial 087 degrees, 15 nautical miles. The point at which this departure procedure terminates is Stock intersection. Stock intersection is also indicated with the numbers 10,200 feet and it's underlined, indicating the minimum altitude that you should cross stock intersection is 10,200 feet along the departure procedure. Also, this SID requires a minimum climb of 300 feet per nautical mile. Using an average ground speed of 140 knots, the minimum rate of climb required to meet this particular departure procedure would be found in Legend 16. Moving horizontally to the right in the 140-knot ground speed column, the required rate of climb, derived from the table, would be 700 feet per minute. Figure 78 is an en route chart excerpt. When oriented in landscape mode, the departure airport is shown in the upper left-hand part of the graphic, showing the Helena Vortac, with the destination airport in the center right part of the chart, showing the Billings Vortac. Victor 365 is shown proceeding southwest from Helena to Bozeman, and Victor 86 is shown eastbound from Bozeman to Billings. The maximum altitude that you may flight plan an IFR flight on Victor 86 eastbound between Bozeman and Billings would be 17,000 feet MSL. Notice the Bozeman VOR DME has a minimum crossing altitude for a flight southeastbound on Victor 86, 9,300 feet MSL. Similarly, if you are eastbound on Victor 86 between Whitehall and Livingston, the minimum altitude you should cross Bozeman is 9,300 feet. Figure 79 is an RMI indicator with an aircraft on a heading of 130 degrees, with both needles tuned to VORs. The tail of the double-barreled needle indicates that the aircraft is on the 102-degree radial, and the tail of the smaller needle indicates that the aircraft is on the 239-degree radial. The number 1 VOR, the thin needle, is tuned to 116.1, Livingston. The number 2 VOR is tuned to 112.2, Bozeman. Referring to figures 78 and 79, your position relative to the VOR changeover point southeastbound on Victor 86 between Bozeman and Livingston is past the Livingston 246 radial and east of the Bozeman radial 110. The reason you're past the Livingston 246 radial is because you are located on the 239-degree radial. The reason you are east of the Bozeman radial 110 is because your position is on the 102-degree radial from Bozeman. Figure 80 is the VOR DME runway 27 right approach to Billings, as well as an excerpt from the airport facility directory. VOR DME runway 27 right approach plate shows four initial approach fixes serving that procedure. The first initial approach fix is near the top of the plan view, showing the 040 radial intercepting the 16 DME arc. The second initial approach fix is the VORTAC itself. The third initial approach fix is called Musty. It is the 078 degree radial at 10 DME. And the fourth initial approach fix is at the lower part of the plan view, and it is the 157 degree radial along the 16 DME arc. Notice in the airport sketch, the touchdown zone elevation for runway 27 right is 3,514 feet MSL. The flight log in figure 75 is completed using the winds aloft given in the question. The winds at 12,000 feet, 230 degrees true, 24 knots. With a magnetic variation of 18 degrees east, the winds are then converted to a magnetic value of 212 degrees magnetic, 24 knots. With 212 degrees set opposite the true index, and with 24 knots marked up from the grommet, when the first course of 140 degrees is established with a true airspeed of 160 knots, the resulting ground speed equals 152 knots. The first leg distance of 44 miles divided by 152 knots times 60 equals 17.3 minutes time en route. The second course, 110 degrees, results in a ground speed of 164 knots. The distance of 13 miles equals 4.7 minutes time en route. The course of the third leg, 063 degrees, resolves to a ground speed of 180 knots. With a distance of 20 miles, 180 knots results in a time en route of 6.6 minutes. The second-to-last magnetic course of 067 degrees also results in a ground speed of 180 knots. With a distance of 39 miles, 180 knots results in a time en route of 13 minutes. With the last magnetic course being 069 degrees, results in the final ground speed of 178 knots. For the leg length of 38 nautical miles, 178 knots of ground speed results in a time en route of 12.8 minutes. The five time en route calculations are then added up, beginning with 17.3 plus 4.7 plus 6.6 plus 13 plus 12.8, added to the first leg given at 15 minutes plus the last leg given at 15 minutes equals 84.4 minutes, or 1 hour 24 minutes. The time en route to be entered in Block 10 of the flight plan, then, is 1 hour 24 minutes.